big white plastic bags called super sacks line a beach on Montague Island in Prince William Sound. The sacks are filled with marine debris like fishing nets, water bottles, and styrofoam. This summer, a team from Gulf of Alaska Keeper has spent 50 days collecting debris on Montague Island as part of a multi-year effort. APRN intern Noelia Gonzalez has the story.
The trash that accumulates on the shoreline of Montague Island from one day to another is only the tip of the iceberg. There's more where it came from, and it will keep coming back. It has been like this for decades.
What I'm getting at is what you see on the beach is a fraction of what's out there, either being it floating on the surface or sunk on the bottom of the water.
Ryan Pallister has spent 10 years working for the nonprofit Gulf of Alaska Keeper. The GOAK crew goes all the way down the shorelines of South Central Alaska, from Kodiak to Kayak Island. Pallister says the weather can be extreme. The team also has to keep a close watch for brown bears. And then there's the challenge of the work itself.
Yeah, basically it comes down to just human muscle. I mean, we use chainsaws and knives. And the heli, of course. Now that we have the heli, we can use the heli to pull and lift a little bit. But yeah, it comes down to just man hours, really.
The 10-person crew receive help from volunteers like Hanako Yokoda, who works with the Japan Environmental Action Network. Yokoda has a very special duty, recognizing the marine debris from Japan that may be from the 2011 tsunami that swept millions of tons of debris into the ocean. She points at the mass of trash next to her.
You know, with these stuff, I can never say that it is from Japan. I mean, it is from Japan, but I can't never say, like, it is from tsunami, because it doesn't really state that it's from tsunami.
However, Yokoda can read Japanese, and she's able to recognize the logos and names some fishermen write on their buoys to distinguish them. Although she now lives in Vancouver, when Yokoda visits Japan, fishermen ask her to bring their buoys back if she finds them.
It would be very interesting if I get to, like, actually take something back and return it.
The marine debris that ends up in the beaches of Montague come from remote places like Japan, but also from Russia, China, Korea, Vietnam, and Malaysia, Yokoda says.
It really doesn't matter where it comes from. Like, we all just have to clean it out.
You know, the more we collect and the more we contain, the more gets off this island and gets recycled.
Crew member Scott Groves is standing next to a few super sacks of trash, and he seems satisfied. They have reached their goal of around 20 to 25 super sacks a day. He writes the numbers down in his notebook.
As far as numbers are concerned, you like kind of forget how much you actually do out here. And it's like every day you still get your mind blown on how much garbage is actually on these beaches.
Ryan Pallister says that after a decade cleaning the coast, he's still surprised by the amount of marine debris.
Out here, it's dirty forever. And it almost is hard to fathom finishing it in my lifetime, but more people would help. More resources.
So why keep coming back to clean something that will be dirty tomorrow? Pallister has a simple answer.
If your neighbor was throwing trash in your yard, should you clean it up or say something to him? Most likely. It's kind of the same situation.
Pallister believes a change in people's behavior is needed to stop the contamination problem, but he's not very optimistic about it. In the meantime, the helicopter will come down soon to collect the bags of trash and sling them onto a barge. With help from Hannah Craig, I'm Noelia Gonzalez in Anchorage.